I got a chance yesterday morning to catch up with Tyler Florence. Tyler Florence, you know him. He's an author. He's a chef. He's hosted a number of shows on the Food Network. And his big show is the American Food Truck Race. And he will be starting its 16th season Sunday evening. Here is our interview with Tyler Florence. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning to you, and thank you. We had actually a food truck winner here in College Station, Chef Tay, in 2011. So we're more than familiar, and you guys are kind of tweaking a little bit this year with the new one, aren't you?
Yeah, so this is our 16th season. We've been shooting the show for 14 years, which is just wild to sit back and think about, you know, the arc of food trucks coast to coast. I mean, they are everywhere now. And I'm so proud of the momentum that we've created with the show and to really give creative chefs and food businesses a place that they can kind of just jump into the game and get going. And you're seeing such innovative food. It's often the most innovative food in the city that you're going to get off food trucks. And it's just so cool to watch. So this Father's Day, this Sunday, 8/7 Central.
Yep.
Great Food Truck Race is back. And so we're shooting it. We shot the whole series in Los Angeles. And it is an epic David versus Goliath battle where we pit professional food truck operators against rookies to see if they can keep up with the best of the best. And it's an amazing competition, and you're going to see so much drama. Like, so many things happened this season that we just never ever had happen before. And you got to check it out to see what some of the things, like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm watching what I'm seeing right now. But it's a lot of fun to watch. And so if you own a business, if you love food, if you love food trucks, you're going to find so much to really kind of latch onto. It's great family programming, so it's fun for the whole family. The kids really kind of get into it. A lot of, like, little kids love the Great Food Truck Race. So it's so much fun to watch.
What has this program, in your opinion, done for the food truck business all over the country?
So I think that the Great Food Truck Race has been this North Star for a lot of upstarts to see that it's possible to get going. And so as a restaurateur, I have three restaurants in San Francisco and about to be five. And it's expensive. Like, opening up a brick and mortar restaurant, it's like my steakhouse costs $12 million.
Wow.
It's an expensive build out, right? And we're going for our first Michelin star this year. And so, I love it, but it's expensive and a lot to risk. I mean, God, if you lose it, like, God, that's a lot of money. Where a food truck, you can lease one and you can skin it and then get your food handler's permit and then run to Costco and grab a bunch of stuff. And you can be in business in a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think in a lot of ways, like, it's like this place to just get started. Because I think the hardest step often in starting a business is the first step. And I think that's the biggest thing that I think the food truck industry has provided for a lot of chefs, is a place that you can just go and say, I own a restaurant. I own a business. Like, come check us out at the farmer's market on Saturday. Come check us out at the ball game on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be downtown at the business center on, you know, the rest of the week. And so you can kind of be everywhere and just get going. And so that I'm super duper proud of that, because a lot of people, you know, over the years, not only on the team, because we've had maybe 10 winners go on to open very successful brick and mortar restaurants.
Yeah.
But then food truck owners themselves, they just appreciate it, because it creates kind of an epic fan base for the genre.
Yep.
So now you're seeing, like, so many great food trucks coast to coast that I feel like, you know, the Great Food Truck Race is their billboard.
Mm-hmm.
that a lot of, like, food trucks can latch onto, which is great.
I've had this discussion with many of the folks on the Food Network, but are you seeing people, Tyler, now coming up in this industry that want to be TV stars more than they do chefs?
Well, I think that the allure is something that it's hard to ignore, to be honest with you, right? Because, you know, when I started off in the restaurant business in the 80s, there was no such thing as Food Network.
Yes.
And so food kind of came from a hole in the wall. You had no idea who even the chef was. To, you know, kind of writing the you know, Food Network 1.0, where it was myself and Emeril Lagasse and Bobby Flay and Ming Tsai and Mario and Bobby and Sarah Moulton and like the original cast. Like, it was really wild to be a part of that kind of first run. And then now it's my 27th year on the network. like this month, as a matter of fact, it's my 27th anniversary on the network.
Good gosh.
Like, it's kind of wild to watch. And that wild is crazy, right? So it started in 1996. And so it's just it's amazing to watch it grow and kind of be a part of it, and to be a part of like the growth of this whole, you know, food truck boom. So we started in 2010. We started talking about the show. It was kind of like people didn't get it, and now not only do they get it, they appreciate it, and they really kind of come out for it in an epic way. So we're excited about, you know, season 16. This Sunday, 8/7 Central on Food Network, also Discovery Plus. We got the app. You got to check that out, and also streaming on HBO Max.
How much do you think weather was a big factor in the fact that LA kind of became the center of this food truck industry?
You know, it's really funny you bring that up, because I think it's probably one of the successful parts of food trucks in LA. And the reason it's so successful is because the weather's pleasant most of the year versus cities that get really, really cold, like on the East Coast or the Northeast. I think that's really a big, huge part of it, because they can just be out there more often, and it really kind of becomes a vibrant part of like outdoor dining, which is fun. Because like this past season, when we were shooting, my 16-year-old son came to visit me on set for a couple of days. And then one night for dinner, we literally drove to go find the Koji barbecue truck in LA. And it was on the other side of town. It took us 30 minutes to sit in traffic to get there. And then they were parked in front of a park. And then there were, you know, it was maybe 2 dozen people in line. And I just felt like this is part of it. It's part of like American food culture now. Because like so many other cultures have, like, you know, Latin America and Mexico, fantastic street food, you know, Southeast Asia, fantastic street food. So this is like the American version of what our food, you know, street food culture is. It's food trucks. And then, you know, and teams take it so seriously, and they're producing just some of the best food you can ever get in a city.
Sunday evening, 7 o'clock Texas time, the 16th season of the Great Food Truck Race. Tyler, great to catch up. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Take care. Talk to you soon.